This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. At the 15-minute mark, the second segment, friends, we're going to have our friend Dan Pilla online with us. We're going to be talking to him for two segments. And before we get to Dan, I want to highlight something that I noticed this morning. I almost couldn't believe it. These disclaimers are getting more ridiculous as the days go on. As you well know, last week I was talking about the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold to you as national security. You remember that? And it's interesting that the money concerning that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill is avowed to America's sworn enemies. Well, I have over 40 outlets across the United States that pick up my articles. So I write an article a week, and it goes to 40 different outlets nationwide. With that, one of these was actually posted today from last week. And they send me a copy of it, and I got a little curious, and I wanted to click on it. It's a conservative Christian outlet. That's what they call themselves. Christian conservative, conservative Christian, whatever the case is, it all comes from the Christ, right? Conservatism is stopping the putrefaction of that which takes away. And I'm talking about being the salt of the earth. It again stops the putrefaction. And in society, conservatives actually stop the putrefaction. They stop the demoralization. They stop the lawlessness. They stop the workers of iniquity from doing the things that they're doing. But today you can see that that's out of sight and out of mind concerning today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. Matter of fact, today's conservatives are the very reason you would have something called a left. And guess who named the left the left? The conservatives. As if to suggest that they're not responsible for what they call the left. But here's the disclaimer, friends. First of all, they changed the title. It's $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security. The original title was added onto what I just said, avowed to America's sworn enemies. They took that part off. Here's the disclaimer that they put up. The opinion in this article is the opinion and the opinion of the author and is not necessarily the opinion of this news outlet. Its employees, representatives, or others contributing writers. The president of this outlet said that he believes Donald Trump has had a reason for signing this bad bill, and we don't believe in throwing the best president since George Washington under the bus. We also believe that a deep state president would mean the end of America forever. And I looked at it and I thought, well, thank you for the disclaimer, because when you put a disclaimer on any article that I may write, you're going to get a lot of people that want to read it. The more you tell people not to do it, the more they want to do it. Hello, read Romans 7. When the commandment comes, sin revives. It's just man's natural rebellion towards the things of God. But I want you to think about this. They're putting up disclaimers. Conservative Christian outlets, they call themselves. Christian conservative outlets. Putting up a disclaimer denouncing what I did in criticizing the President of the United States concerning his treason against we the people. This bill, by the way, was not brand new. It wasn't just thought up. This was all brought to you by none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan, which I've highlighted on the sonsoflibertyradio.com time and time and time again. And I told you over the last 2 years, it's going to come out. It's going to transpire. It's going to roll out like a red carpet, and they're going to sell it to the American people like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread, when in fact, the opposite is true. It's just a fact. That's all you have to do, friends. Read Isaiah 5:20. Is look to what they say, but pay attention to what they do, and you will see that they are completely opposite. Okay? The bill funds scholarships for Lebanese, $12 million of it. And there's a disclaimer on a Christian conservative outlet basically criticizing me for calling out the corruption of the president and his administration for signing such a bill that avows its funds to fund America's sworn enemies? This is the problem, America. These are the same people that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. And I want to tell you the other side of that. Remember when Jesus was going up to Calvary to be and to play out the propitiation of the sins of men through his blood. Do you remember when he was going to the cross and he turned around because of the women that were wailing and he looked at them and he said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. In other words, you've rejected the truth. You've allowed these people to do the things that they're doing now, and now you're going to pay the piper. And at length, that's exactly what happened. They paid the piper. Judgment was upon the head of those that refused the light of Christ. And it's exactly what we're seeing today in this country, friends. A disclaimer. Justifying the president for his bad bill. Equating him as being the best president since George Washington. Are you kidding me? Not only are they scholarships for the Lebanese that you're paying for, but $20 million for Middle East partnerships, $12 million in military funding for the Vietnamese, $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos, $15 million in developmental assistance to China, $10 million for LEOs in Afghanistan, $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization, globalism, $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. This is what this bill entails. And the conservatives will not, for the life of them, folks, correct themselves. This is a nation that has refused to repent. This is a people that are guilty of the very sins that they claim others are guilty for and of. $1.37 billion, friends, contributions to international organizations. $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. In other words, legalized abortion worldwide. You're paying for it, America. And yet, the conservative Christians, as they call themselves, friends, are falling all over themselves to defend what Donald Trump just signed. The list goes on and it goes on and it goes on concerning America. What you are working 6 days a week to support is not just you and your family, but now to pay for all of these and avowed funds to foreign countries that are our sworn enemies. You are now paying for your own demise every step of the way when you attempt to justify this.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to Get Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean here on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to jump online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to let you know you can jump over to our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E, or YouTube. Punch those in, those names, those words. It'll pull up. We have several hundred videos for you to actually found yourself, ground yourself upon the Rock of Ages. Aside of that, friends, you can also go over there and find the resolution, the resolve to America's issues. That's a sin problem, friends. It's a transgression of God's law, His moral law. Read Exodus 20 and 1 John 3, 4. When you get a moment, again, go over to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Check out those videos. You will love them, I promise. If not, email me and tell me why you don't like them. Aside of that, you can also check us out on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to jump over on the telephone lines, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends, and here we are today. Why are we in trouble? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got to do and we have to do our own due diligence. So without further ado, to say this, we have Dan Pilla, a friend of mine, who's probably about an hour and a half away from where we're located here in the state of Minnesota. Yes, we just got 7 more inches of snow over the last couple of days. But Dan Pilla, friends, for those that do not know the name, he actually advertises with GCN. I hear him all the time. Dan Pilla beat the IRS at their own game. His mother was facing collection actions and hoped and all hope seemed lost. But by using the tax code itself, he found out that the IRS was proceeding illegally. So what did he do? He used that information to sue the IRS and won. And since that day, he has literally fought for taxpayers' rights across the country, helping hundreds of thousands of people overcome IRS problems that they thought may never be solved. So without further ado, let's pull up Dan Pilla. How are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us today as well.
I am well, Bradley. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure. It's good to talk with you.
Can you explain to the listener here, because I know I've heard this story before, but I desire to hear it again. Can you tell us how this all began? I gave you your introduction as far as what your mother was dealing with and facing collections, so on and so forth. But can you go back to the very beginning of how you started doing what you're doing and just kind of tell the listeners exactly what took place and how you overcame?
Yeah, exactly, Bradley. What happened is my mother had didn't actually have the tax problem. It kind of got dumped in her lap. What happened is my father had a small business here in St. Paul, got behind on his employees' withholding taxes. This is early 1970s now, and the IRS came along and they padlocked his shop. They closed down his business. They auctioned his equipment off for a couple of cents on the dollar, and that was in 1974, Bradley. And then later on, 1978-79. The IRS turned their attention to our family home, and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. And that's where my mom kind of got involved and where I got involved. I came home one day, and she was sitting at the table, and she had an envelope in her hand from the IRS, and she handed me this letter, and she said, "What do you make of this?" And I read the letter, and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she said, "What do we do about it?" Well, of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 18 years old at the time. But what I did do, Bradley, is I went over to the local law school library, just William Mitchell Library over on the other side of St. Paul. I'm sure you know where it is. And I went into the law library, and I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for, just fumbling around, and I stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS in seizure cases like what we were talking about here. And so I started reading in that code section. I didn't get six pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize that property. So what happened is I did what any 18-year-old would do. I sued the IRS. And I pasted together a law. What could go wrong, right? I pasted a lawsuit together, using the forms and the materials that I found in the law library. It was kind of a cookbook approach, and I sued the IRS. And frankly, it was a good thing I didn't know what I was doing, Bradley, because the prevailing attitude at the time was that the IRS can do anything it wants. You can't stop them. People have no power over this agency, and I didn't know that. I didn't know you had no power over them. So I thought, well, what the heck? I'll sue them, and that'll fix it. And before too long, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of Judge Miles Lord, a federal judge at the time. And the IRS flew an attorney in from Washington, D.C. to have my case thrown out. And so I'm standing there in front of the judge, and I said, "Judge, the law says this, and the IRS is trying to do something that's in violation of the statute, and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it."
Wait a second, Dan. And, so, Dan, you were doing this at 18 years old. You know, it reminds me of Ford when he said, "The guy that's going to get the job done is the one that doesn't know that he can get it done." He didn't know that he couldn't get it done, so that's therefore why he got it done. In saying that, what did the courtroom look like? I mean, put us in the courtroom with you. Paint that picture for us. And are you standing there alone, or did you have a tax attorney with you when you actually proceeded?
No, heavens no. I was there with my mother. I was there with my brothers. Of course, the federal judge is in the courtroom. The IRS flew an attorney in from Washington, D.C., from the Justice Department, to have my case thrown out of court. And so after I got done with my argument, Bradley, which was very, very unpolished and very short, just not really much more than what I just sketched here a minute ago, this attorney got up and he starts talking to the judge, and he's carrying on about court cases this and code sections that, and I had no idea what the guy was talking about.
Of course.
He's going on and on for 15 or 20 minutes, and when he was done, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, "You're right," or he said, "He's right." He looked at the attorney and pointed at me and said, "He's right," and he slammed the gavel, and I thought, well, this is easy. And so, here's the fascinating thing, is in between the time that my dad had his print shop closed down, 1974, And the time that I was in that courtroom, probably 1979, I think is about when that was, my dad got involved. These tax protester arguments, and these are the people that say, you've heard all of this stuff, right? You've heard it all. Tax laws are unconstitutional. They're voluntary. The Internal Revenue Service is not a part of the federal government. You've got no obligation to file the returns, violation of your Fifth Amendment. All these different arguments were spawned in this tax protest community of people who are objecting to the income tax for one reason or another. Most people, Bradley, that are dealing with these arguments are immersed in these defenses, are gravitating to them because they don't have any other hope. They think that this is a way to solve their problem, and that's how they get involved in these things to begin with. Well, that's what happened with my dad. He kind of gravitated to this stuff because it seemed like a solution to the problem when nothing else seemed to be working. So he gets involved in the tax protester movement during this period of time. So in the courtroom with me and my mother and my brothers and this attorney from Washington, the courtroom has, a bunch, probably upwards of 100 of my dad's tax protester buddies. They're in the courtroom as well, watching what's going on here, and they see the judge slam the gavel and tell this attorney that my argument was correct, right? And he stopped the seizure is what he did. Stopped the seizure of the property. Well, by the time I got home to my mother, now these people all had tax problems, right? These are all tax protesters. They all have IRS problems. Every one of them is sitting there with some kind of an IRS problem. By the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door.
Wow. There's no question about it. You were the underdog in court. When he dropped the gavel, did you fall with the gavel? And how did the people respond when the judge said that you were right, Dan?
I wasn't really all that surprised because in my naivete, Bradley, I didn't think for a minute that anything else could possibly happen.
You expected the judge to do the right thing, and you went in your naivety, as you said, and you got the results that you expected to get. And you didn't know any differences, is what you're telling me.
Exactly right. Obviously, I was very pleased. But I have to tell you, I wasn't that surprised because I didn't know any better. I didn't know that, and we've subsequently learned that judges don't follow the law, and we certainly know now that judges don't always follow the law, unfortunately, and sometimes they make up things as they go along, and we've seen that happen now in 40-plus years of experience in litigating with these people. I've seen that happen more than once, unfortunately, but at the time, I didn't know any of that, and so I certainly was pleased, but I wasn't particularly surprised, and as far as the reaction of the people was concerned, as I said, Bradley, they were at my mom's house by the time I got done, and all of these people had tax problems, and I was talking to these folks basically one at a time, and really had no clue, honestly, about what I was doing, but got a baptism of fire for sure, and my attitude was real simple. Hey, I'm undefeated here, so let's go with these cases. Bring them on.
That's exactly right. We're going to take a quick break, Dan. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side. We're talking to Dan Pilitz. TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Wow, this is good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, talking to Dan Pilla out of Stillwater, Minnesota, friends. Taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, I got a question for you. Are we supposed to be having this much fun during an interview talking about the IRS? Because I'm confused, man. I really am.
I don't know. It's fun when you beat them, Bradley. There's no question about that. That's the thing I learned very early on. I actually learned two things very, very quickly in dealing with these IRS problems. The first thing I learned is that these tax protester arguments don't work, Bradley. The tax laws are unconstitutional. They're voluntary. You know, all of those things do not work. The courts have rejected those arguments over and over and over again, and I've written a great deal on this over the years to help people stay away from that stuff. The second thing I learned very quickly is that the IRS doesn't follow its own rules. We've got a tax code, Bradley, right now that consists of more than 4 million words. That's a good news, bad news thing. The bad news is obvious. We've got this massive tax code that nobody understands. There's even more regulations than there are tax laws, and there's all kinds of revenue rulings and revenue procedures and IRS manual that they have to implement all this stuff. There's thousands and thousands of pages of material. That's the bad news. The good news is the IRS doesn't read the stuff either. So they don't know what their own rules are. And so very quickly I learned that they don't follow their own rules, and that what they are doing in most cases, like they were doing in my mother's case, is they were just cheating blind. They were not following the rules and regulations that they're supposed to follow. And I had great success early on forcing them to follow their own rules.
And that's what education does for the people. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What happens when you hold them to their own rules? Well, you got the result for by holding them to their own standard. And to me, I mean, like I said, I'm sitting over here with a big cheese and smile on my face saying, am I supposed to be having this much fun talking about the IRS right now? Can I rewind just a little bit? And listen, we're supposed to have you on for two segments. I'll keep you on for three because I am enjoying this. In saying that, Dan, I want to go back to the fallout. After you won that case, what was it like at home? And was everybody kind of dumbfounded as to what just took place? Were they confused? Were they blown backwards? Were they thinking someone made a mistake? I mean, or were they shocked to see your victory in such a fashion? And what was their feedback? I'm curious.
Well, again, the shock factor, Bradley, was not at play here because nobody knew any better. I'll tell you, my dad's attitude was real simple, and that is by this point in time, because of all of the experiences he had with the IRS for, going back 6, 7, 8 years and the seizure of his print shop and so on, he was really radicalized from the standpoint of an anti-IRS, anti-tax sort of state of mind, right? He epitomized this attitude about I'm not going to pay another red cent of that Marxist income tax as long as I live, and he made no apologies to anybody for that. Okay, that's the position he adopted. So as far as he was concerned, this was absolutely the only proper result that ever could have come down the pike. My mom obviously was pleased, but she had no reference point, Bradley. And neither did I, to have a reference point as to whether, this was a remarkable victory or a fluke or just something that was run of the mill because this was the right answer. We just didn't have the perspective. But as I said, once I got into analyzing these other cases for these folks, and see, and these are the two questions that I would ask myself. When I got into some new case, and at that point in time, every case was new. Now, 40 years later, there isn't anything I haven't seen. I've seen every kind of tax case you can imagine, Bradley, and I've seen a few that you can't imagine, but that's 40 years later. At this point in time, we're talking about now late 1970s, early 1980s, just about every case I had was a new experience, and now I'm going into those cases asking two simple questions, the same questions that I stumbled on in my mother's case. Question number one is, what is the IRS doing in this case? What steps are they trying to take here? Number two, what does the law allow them to do? All right, and I found out that the answers to those questions were two different things in about half the cases. All right, so say that another way, half the time they weren't following the rules.
Yep. No, I'm sitting back and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I have 15 different questions going through my mind right now as to what was the result of that victory personally, and then what we can see is you've taken that that course as you went through that baptism of fire, as you said earlier, and then you applied it to, wait a second, it's not just my dad and my mom anymore. There's millions of people across this country that need me to stand up for them as well and bring about the same result that I brought for my dad and my mom to them, and that's what you've been doing for the last 30 years. I'm curious, what was the result of your victory concerning your dad and your mom? What was the result?
Ultimately, they're still alive today. My dad's going to be 90 years old this
month. Wow.
My mother, it will be 86 years old this year, and they're both alive, and they're both living in they're still living in that house. And so that tells you that. But now here's the thing, Bradley. The cases that I was involved with early on, almost all of them had to do with these tax protester arguments, as I said before. And so, I'm parsing these arguments, and I'm reading the law, and I'm looking at all these various positions, and the substantive legal arguments are not working because they're not solid. They're not sound arguments. They just aren't, Bradley. We can get into all that another time, but the fact is they just aren't. All right, so, but then I quickly, I realized that it's not just tax protesters that were having problems with the IRS. Mainstream Americans were having problems with the IRS. And the reason most people, and this is how I know, that the reason most people become tax protesters is because they're having such a bitter experience with the IRS over issues where the IRS is cheating blind. perfect example happens in the course of a tax audit. Person files their tax return. They believe the return is true and correct. They go through it. They go through a tax audit. The tax auditor disallows this deduction, disallows that deduction, sends the taxpayer a bill for $20,000, $30,000, whatever the number is. Now, here's what I've found to be the case, Bradley, and I've documented this over and over again, and in fact, I've testified before Congress about this very fact on a couple of different occasions. The IRS is wrong. They are wrong in their audit results between 60 to 90% of the time. And yet they don't, they try to convince people that you don't have a right to challenge their position, that somehow you've got to pay what you owe. You know, this is what you owe. You just have to pay it no matter what. You can do an appeal, but we win these appeals. You can't win your appeal. None of that's true. And all of that information is designed to intimidate people into signing and accepting audit results that are just absolutely wrong. And that's what creates this bitterness in people's hearts when they know doggone well they don't owe the money, and yet the IRS has railroaded them, and they know they've been railroaded, but they don't know what to do about it.
Well, I'm curious with that. How is it that you have found, again, going back to Dan Pilla on a personal level, how is it that you've been accepted by the IRS to be the mediator between you and them? I'm curious.
Well, I'm first of all, I'm admitted to practice before the United States Tax Court, so I represent people in court all over the country, and I am an enrolled agent authorized to practice before the Internal Revenue Service to represent people before the IRS.
Yeah, but you don't sound like, in all honesty, and by the way, I was with Dan just last week in Stillwater, Minnesota, me and my family and his wife, and myself and Dan were having these very conversations that we're having with you on the air right now, friends. Just so you know, these aren't canned questions. We didn't conspire together as to how we were going to sell everything off to the American people. These are real questions. The reason I want to tell my listeners this is because this is a fact. I was driving around some time ago, I think it was about a month and a half ago, and I heard Dan's commercial. And Dan reached out to me at the Minnesota State Fair a couple of years ago, and I met him prior to this. But the guy was just kind of like hanging on me, to be honest with you, Dan Pilla. And Dan, I told you a little of this, but I'll tell you more of it right now. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to give Dan a call. I want to get together with that guy. There seems to be some sort of kindred spirit going on between me and him. He reminds me of my brother in a lot of ways. He doesn't come across, because it's not him to come across as someone that's just looking out for himself. He comes across to me, friends, as someone that genuinely cares, so much so that I drove 150 miles, 3 hours just to have lunch with this guy, because I said to him, there's something kindred going on here. And first of all, I wouldn't have him on the radio if I didn't believe in him and who he was first and foremost. So in saying all that to say this, Dan, you just don't come across to me as a guy that is out there scamming the people for the dime. And again, I want to say, in all good conscience before God and man, that's exactly why we have you on the radio today. I trust this guy, friends. And Dan, I somehow or another trust you in the sense of what we're talking about right now, so much so that I wanted to throw you out to 98 affiliates across the country and let people know who you are, because I believe in you, my friend. I just believe in you.
And I appreciate that, Bradley, but let's also tell the listeners how it is that we came together, how we joined forces here, so to speak, had nothing to do with taxes in the IRS. I wrote a paper a couple of years ago, and this is why I contacted Bradley, friends. I wrote a paper a couple of years ago called What is America's DNA? And this paper was written in response to a comment that former President Obama made that said racism is America's DNA. And I thought, well, that's odd. I mean, certainly there's a history of racism in America, and it's been a problem. There's no question about it. It's undeniable. But to say that racism is our DNA, what is really our DNA is Christianity. This nation was founded as a Christian nation. This nation was founded by Christian men. The nation was designed to create a space where Christians could have free and open worship of their God, and that the Christian principles of law and government would be instituted so that the average man could prosper in a way that men and women have never prospered anywhere in the country. So my paper is called What is America's DNA? And what I do is I trace 400 years of historical evidence to prove that America was founded by Christians to be a Christian nation. It is not a secular nation founded by secular people. That's the paper I wrote. It's called What is America's DNA? It's on my website. That's the paper I got to Bradley. I wanted to get in Bradley's hands because I know he...
Oh, sorry about that, Dan. Sorry about that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Have Dan Pilla on the line with us right now, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. If you'd like to give him a call, please do, friends. His number is 1-800-346-6829, 1-800-346-6829. Dan, I'm sorry, we cut you off just a little bit at the tail end of that last segment. Go on and finish out your thought, if you would.
Yeah, I was just telling the folks that my paper, What is America's DNA, has traced 400 years of historical precedent. We've analyzed all of the founding documents of America going all the way back to the Mayflower Compact. So we look at all the organic documents of America that prove unequivocally, Bradley, that America was founded by Christian men as a Christian nation. That's why I reached out to you to get that paper to you so you could use it as ammunition in your work.
And I appreciate that. And by the way, that's how we did connect. So thank you for your recollections big time, because I forgot about that. But Dan, in all sincerity, I did read that. I just wanted to let you know that.
Good.
You get, well, no, just so you know, because you hear a lot of people say, you know, I'll read it when I get a moment, and you know that they never take the time to do so. That's not us here. But anyways, how have you helped people? Tell the people how you've helped them, the situations they've been in, the most common ones.
Well, yeah, let's just talk very generally. The single biggest problem that I help people with right now, Bradley, is collection problems. About 70 to 80% of the work that we do is collection defense. And what I mean by that is someone owes the IRS $50,000, $60,000, $10,000, $200,000. I got a case on my desk right now, $2.5 million liability. And these, whether you owe them $50 or $50 million, if you don't have the money, it's all the same thing, right? It's just all the same thing. And so this is the work that we do, is we help people minimize, we help people get liens and levies released. We help people deal with interest and penalties. I had a situation today where we were negotiating with IRS attorneys and got rid of thousands and thousands of dollars worth of penalties that were assessed against my client that will put him now into a position where he can pay the tax and get the IRS out of his life. A lot of the cases we do are negotiated settlements where you owe $50,000 or $70,000 or $100,000 and you just simply can't make that payment. The IRS has a program called an offer and compromise where we go in there and say, look, guys, we owe you $50,000. There's no possible way we can pay $50,000, but we can pay, let's say, $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. And so you negotiate for a settlement based on less than you owe. And in fact, my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, Bradley, is the book that started this whole process nationwide. That book was originally released in 1992. It's gone through 9 different revisions since that time. We re-released it here last year, and so it's completely updated and revised with all the new programs and all the new strategies. And this is where people get the greatest relief when you're listen, I don't care if you owe the tax or you don't owe the tax. Just never mind that. If you can't pay the money, if you just simply don't have the capacity to pay the money, you got to do something to get the problem resolved. Because if you do nothing, the IRS is going to file tax liens against you that mess up your credit. They're going to issue wage and bank levies. In the worst case scenarios, Bradley, they can seize a retirement account, a 401k or an IRA. They can seize those accounts. A lot of people don't realize that, but it's true. And in the absolute dead worst case scenario, they can come after a home. Now, there have been law changes over the years that minimize their ability to do that, but it's still a risk, and so you have to deal with these problems on the front end. Now we got a new one here where if you owe more than $50,000 to the IRS and you don't get the situation resolved, they can pull the plug on your passport. And so people are concerned about that. So you got to get these problems solved if you have them.
Okay, in saying that, what's been like your ratio of resolve? I mean, the clientele that you've had over the last 30 years, what is it? Are you coming out with satisfactory results? Are you coming out with praises? Are you coming out with, Dan Pilla, you're not worth anything? You're the worst guy known to mankind? I mean, what's the feedback?
Well, you know, your listeners can just check the internet as far as that's concerned. You know, there's no false information on the internet, right, Bradley? So folks can check that out. But I'll tell you this. I got a stack of testimonial letters in my office here that's a foot thick that from clients that have written me letters over the years that have said, you know, I bounced from lawyer to an accountant to lawyer to accountant to try to get this problem fixed, and it wasn't until I read one of your books that I got my problem solved. And that's the thing that people need to understand. Bradley, you do not have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on expensive legal fees to get these problems solved. For the majority of people, now this is not true of everybody, but for the majority of people, what you need is the right guidance to get you through the process. What do I do first? How do I follow up? What do I do next? What are the forms I use? All of that material and all that information is in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty.
Amen. In all of your years of experience with dealing with the IRS, do you see that once you bring the information that's in their own books that they actually abide by it, when you, in a sense, hold their feet to the fire?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely they do. And here's what's important for people to understand. When you're dealing with front-end IRS personnel, whether it's an auditor or a collection agent, they call them revenue officers or revenue agents. The revenue agents do the audits, the revenue officers do collection. When you're on the front end with those people, their job is to get the money. That's their simple focus. Take all 4 million words of the tax code, boil them down to just 3. Get the money. All right. So what everybody needs to understand is the single most important thing when you're dealing with the IRS is the decisions of those people are not final. They're always subject right to appeal. And when you appeal their decisions, whether it's an audit decision or a collection matter, it gets your case into the IRS's appeals function, and the written job description of appeals officers is to negotiate settlements with taxpayers. That's where you need to be. And so the revenue agent's job, for example, is to cause problems with the taxpayer, but the appeals office job is to solve problems. And that's where you need to get your case, and that's where you get the success. And that's what we've been able to do, is get these cases into appeals, where you're dealing with a reasonable person who wants to find a way to solve the problem, and that's where we get them fixed.
Awesome. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. We have Dan Pilla. Dan, I really appreciate your time. I have 3 minutes left on this radio show. I need 3 minutes to finish out my first segment. With that, if you want to get a hold of Dan, 1-800-346-6829, 1-800-346-6829. Dan, you got 30 seconds. What do you want the people to know, and why should they call you?
Well, basically, Bradley, I'll tell you this. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. I don't care what kind of tax problem you have. I don't care how long you've had the problem. I don't care what you've tried to do to fix the problem. I don't care who's told you you can't fix the problem. There's always a way to maneuver to get yourself into a position where you can get this thing resolved. I've got 40 years of experience of doing this. I wrote the book, How to Get Tax Amnesty. This is the book that lit the fire of that's available now to help people solve these problems. So there isn't any such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to fix your problem.
I love it. Thank you, Dan Pilla. We appreciate you very much, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you soon on the other side. Thanks again. Folks, if you'd like to get a hold of Dan again, 1-800-346-6829, 1-800-346-6829, TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Again, folks, having Dan Pilla on the radio for the very purpose that I believe I have a kindred spirit in Stillwater, Minnesota. I believe that he is the real deal, and I also believe that he's genuine enough to look out for the other guy. You know, the fulfilling of the law, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I believe that sincerity is there with Dan Pilla, and I believe that he can help you if you're in any of those given situations. Give him a call, and no matter how busy that guy is, he will give you the time that you need. Again, that is firsthand experience. With that, friends, I have about now 2 minutes left of this radio program. I was highlighting the disclaimer during the first segment on this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as a national security, and how these conservative Christians conservatives had put a disclaimer on my site talking about how bad this bill is that Trump signed. But they said, we don't believe in throwing the best president since George Washington under the bus. Was the way that they fell all over themselves in an attempt to justify these funds being avowed to our sworn enemies, both without and within the United States of America. This is all the more reason why people need to get in the Word of God, so they can see the ways, the error of their own ways before God, that the Holy Ghost might come in and convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, and repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38. And folks, again, understanding that this is all coming from those that are doing their best to cover for Donald Trump. Again, today's professed conservatives and Christians and conservatives are the problem. They are the reason that we have a left. Hey, folks, let's get away from these labels. Let's just put on Christ and walk around and doing the things that we're commanded to do by God in the power of the Holy Ghost, and the rest will be history. He'll do the work. We just need to do the following, and we need to do the studying so we can exhibit the very things that we have, because that old saying goes, you can't give what you don't have. Friends, those that have understand that out of their belly will flow rivers of living waters to the harvest that needs those that are willing to go into it. Luke 19:10, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.